Now we talked about the rule of Midas in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Avraham. Rabbeinu Avraham talked first about different madregas in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talks about mitzvahs and the lessons that are in each mitzvah. Okay. Then he talks about midas. Yeah, the Rambam is the basis of everything. Discussed that last week. We're going to discuss something else. There is, Rambam writes, what is los asuru achre levavchem v'achre einechem? Say that every day. What do we mean by that? Rambam writes that Aleph and Perek Beis Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the human beings' minds are very flexible and they can twist it and they can turn it into every which direction to justify whatever they want. That's where people are. And such a thing as the Yetzirah in this world. And people will use every intellectual handstand in order to justify the Yetzirah. So we have to So Rambam writes, yeah. Beis halacha beis. Term rabbi mechibru all the avodos. Tivano hakadosh baruch hu sholikros ba'osan hasvarim kol. Not allowed to read it at all. Lo nahara bo. Don't think about it. Lo bedover mitvareh. Nothing about it. It's tefillah hisaka with mishat suros. Shneamar al pichdu el hoylidim. Rambam explains. Because human beings, lo avodah zarah bilvad she'asu hafnas hachshava b'machshava. Kol machshava shegoremes lo odom la'aka ikim ikra ha'torah b'chol ha'mishol alos ha'levim. To read all sifrei kfira, etc. Why? Nei shedaita shel odom k'tzara. People not be able to understand everything completely. If a person will allow his mind to just go in an unlimited manner, he says, why? But in Yazir, his hero had Torah, or Sukhil Vaporanit, I shall come zoning up him. O Timash Achech Mikam Daito Tsovid Misham, don't think that with your mind you're going to be able to achieve the open MS. Achel Barachem is a minus. Achel Barachem is a znus. The person has to understand that we're not going to understand everything. Don't pursue taiva in an unlimited way, because then you'll justify every twist in taiva. Don't go involved in all sorts of tefillah, because you'll use that to justify your yetzirah. Rav Moshe Avuchim says, a person is not in control of his emotions and his midos, his mind will twist everything in order to justify his midos rabbos. And before the Rambam got to talk about bitachon, which I want to focus on among the different midos, talks about rachmonos, nedivus, arichus apayim, and anova. Anova is, remember when he talks about the middle path, this is one midah, you have to go to the to go to the absolute extreme. That's anova. Pasuk says ma'od, the Mishnah says ma'od ma'od hebesh faruach ki tikvash eno shmima. You have to go to the extreme. Why? Because if you don't go to the extreme, you think that you run the world. Right now, an amazing thing has happened in this country the past 3 weeks. The 3, 4, 5 weeks, they announced the vaccine is out. So, the Prime Minister says, we conquered Corona. They conquered it. The most vicious third wave of Corona is now hitting the country. They can't figure it out. We control everything. Very Prophet says, you control nothing. I control the world. So before we can get to what Bitochen is, first I have to know Anova. The person, what is Anova? Anova is a combination of a few things. First of all, Anova means a person has to recognize who he is with his limitations and not live in any grandiose idea. Number two, another is how you deal with other human beings. There's another how you deal with yourself. Another how you deal with other human beings. Another how you deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Balosa has an amazing. We're told Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest. More than any other Navi. Lo chen avdi Moshe, v'chol beisi nemanu, pe'al pe'al. At the same, and Moshe knew that. Wish Moshe onov mo'od. He didn't use the fact that he was the most superior human being in the world to say, I'm better than you in dealing with people. He dealt with everyone as a shavu b'shavu. Knowing that he was the highest of all human beings. That's not a steer. Not a steer. And because another begins with recognizing who we are, I'm a tzelem lokim. Wherever I am, I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. And without another, and you think you're running the world, you're the biggest and best, the most special thing. One of the things I think back, 12 months ago, there were two human beings who thought they were running the world. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. We're it. Donald Trump's not running the world. He's not running anything nowadays. He likes to fantasize, he is. And then in the middle of the year, Putin announced he's resigning his position as of January 1st. He has Parkinson's disease. He's still there, but he's not that much in public. But. So Kirk Brown says, you think you're running the world? A little thing I'll show you. You're not running anything. I'm running the world. Now, that's why Anova has to precede bitachon. Because these people thought that they're running the world. No bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with recognition that he runs the world. And if you think you run the world, you also think it's bitachon. That's why Anova has to precede bitachon. We'll go through here his definition of bitachon, and then we'll go back to our thing. His definition of bitachon is probably, people talk about nowadays, hishtadlus bitachon, hishtadlus bitachon. One of the clearest and most detailed descriptions of what bitachon is Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Rabbah. Now, bitachon, different types of bitachon. By Hashem Yitzalav Yisbar Shemo, who achas hamidos hatrumios, afilu yisod mi yisodos hatorah. It's more than just an important mida, it's an yisod. O lochein locholak al chiyuvo af echon mi mechoke kei hatorah. And there's no one of anyone who set down all the laws of the Torah who had any machlokas about a chiyuv of bitachon. Who shogah loshen haklal? People talk about kamoshen natua b'leiv yichidei skula. And it's planted deep in the hearts of the people, of the higher level people. Sifrei Nevi'im Meleim also, Psukei Torah Moram. Ki al kol motzo pi Hashem yichyecha Adam. What is that pasuk? That pasuk says a very simple thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar was preparing Klal Yisrael to live a normal life in a country here in Eretz Yisrael. It was 40 years it took them to prepare them for. And what did they eat? Mon. What did they drink? Water that came out of a rock. Why? To teach Rukilo Alechem Levadu Yichyodim. Don't think that what you're eating, you're surviving because of bread or food, whatever you have, or your bank account. You're surviving and functioning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to. And we're dependent on Him. When a year ago Corona first broke out, first thing that went through my mind was my Mechazal. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged to allow Titus Arosha to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Titus walked in to the Kodesh Kodoshim with his sword and pierced the Parochas. And this happened. He began pouring out blood. He announced, I killed the God of the Jews. He walked out destroying the Beis HaMikdash. He's running the world. Chazal tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you think you're running the world? Bria Ketana Yeshim. I was this little creature in this world, a small little insect crawled into his nose and made him suffer for the rest of his life. You don't run the world. But people think they run the world. There's a little virus that no one understands. Mo'otzapi Hashem Yechod. And in order to plant this in the mind of every Jew living here in Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu said like this. Pasuk says, Eretz Yisrael not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Why not? Where does Mitzrayim get its water from? From the Nile. Where does the Nile get its water? In deep, deep Africa, when the rains fall, people, it ultimately comes through, down through the Nile. I mean, they don't see where it's coming from. They know there's a constant source of water. They don't think where it comes from. They don't know. Just so we don't have that. Where does water come from? Rain. No, we're dependent on the world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. This year, this coming Rosh Hashanah will be Erev Shemitah. We're coming up to Shemitah. We're now in Erev Shemitah. Next year, Shemitah. And what do we say in Shemitah? Don't plant. Don't harvest. Depend on the Kodesh Baruch. You see, some of the posts, what are we going to eat? Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted every 7 years is a deep lesson. Kodesh Baruch Hu's around the world. So what is Bichochem? Hashem Yitzhalahu Abore Hamafarnes Hamachaya Hamemes. He created us, he creates us, he gives us parnasa, he gives us life, he gives us death, machli, he gives us illness, merape, gives us health, ma'ashi, gives us wealth, maroshish, gives us poverty. For mikrei ha'olam ha'klolim ha'protim chosrim elof. In anything that happens in this world, whether it's the entire world or to a specific individual, that means if there's a coronavirus raging through the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted such a thing to happen. And if it hits a specific individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Who po'alam? He created it. Hagozer aleihem motzin lepolo. And there's one exception. Milvat. Only one thing in this world that is not directly hands-on controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishma asfah meri. Abachira chofshes. Will we listen to mitzvahs or don't? Ki yadu al hakol. And I'm going to explain it. Now, okay. Basically, Bitochen is internalizing deeply into your being. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world hands-on, whether it's the entire world, the specific Yochin, makes no difference. That is Hashkocha Protis. Now, Nema B'Torah. And this is the Yisod. That's what Bitochen's all about. Now he's going to get into an exceedingly detail. Does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided I'm going to be rich? So I sit back here, do nothing, and say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be rich, then someone's going to send in $100 million bank transfer into my bank account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and if he doesn't want it, no. So what do I have to do? I just sit back and do nothing. How do you balance that? That is. Never but Torah. It says in the Torah. Mitzvah Pelodim. Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you got to talk to Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu had a speech impediment. Whatever that is. He stuttered. He lisped. Whatever it was. Had a speech impediment. And he's supposed to be the speaker who's going to address Paro on behalf of the Jewish people. He said, listen, I'm not a speaker. Who enables a human being to speak today, right now? Who's giving me right now the koach hadibur? Mitzvah pelod. Umiyosamile. Olchei shopikei chovive halonoch Hashem. And if I tell you you're going to go and speak, that means I'm going to give you the ability to speak. Who gave you that speech impediment? I gave you that speech impediment. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. And if I tell you to speak, you're going to be able to speak even with a speech impediment. Yeah, Hashem Elokecha v'ro. He who an osen l'chokor chlasos. Who gives you the ability to make money? Yod nema ru'u ato. Ani hu. Ein elukim imodi. Ani omitz achim ochatzen ein miyodi mas. Yaakov oma. What did Yaakov Avinu say? He's talking the end of his life. Elokim hara osi me'odi ad yom hazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu was the shepherd taking care of me time I was born until now. Lechan Omra, Hashem Mevez M'chayim, Morit Shavayot. Morit Shomarshim. Eliphaz, and Eov, he has all these people. And he took Odom, Beirur, V'Hizchazek, V'Daito. Person has to think it through well and strengthen it in his mind. Hashem Yisalahu Yotzeh Dvorim HaKlolim V'HaProtim Chol HaEmtsoim HaRegilim, and all the intermediate means. Yes. 3 years ago, there was an individual who came up with a whole new computer program called Zoom. I think it's around 3 years old. Now, obviously, that person's one of the most central people in the world. 2 years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Corona. And how does the world, the entire world today is functioning? How? On Zoom. Now, for whatever this person did to be Zocha to the incredible wealth by creating Zoom, or anyone who decided to buy a stock, a whole bunch of stocks in this company that had this new invention. That's it. Okay, he's a great genius. But all of a sudden, from all the human beings in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to come up with this idea. Came up with the idea. And now, he's a multi-billionaire. Why? He could say, I'm a great genius. But there are a lot of smart people out there. And everything comes to being because he wants it to. I rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the decision? Who gets and who doesn't? In Chola, everyone's going, I should take the vaccine, I shouldn't take the vaccine, I might take the vaccine. Yeah. On the one hand, we have to act intelligently. On the other hand, knowing that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rafael, he says, why does the vaccine work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to work. He uses different means in this world to organize this world, to run this world. And if I do something wrong, it's going to be mazik me, because the Kodesh Baruch wants it to be mazik. Now, here we get to a very, very subtle idea. It's a posuk in Mishpatim. That posuk in Mishpatim tells us an important yisod. It talks about a rotzeach b'shoge. V'ashelo tzoto ve'elukim ino liyodi. The Rashi says, what's the story? This man's a rotzeach b'meizet, he should be chayev meizet, but no one saw it. This one is rotzeach b'shoge, he should be chayev golos, no one saw it. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranges that they come to some place together, and one's going up on a ladder and he falls down, and he kills the other one by mistake, and the people there, and he gets up and go. That person who's killed, it's an accident. Wait a second, but that's not what the pasuk says. Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure he was there at the right moment. That's what the pasuk tells us. So of course it's an accident. But I was right there. How many people should have been in Twin Towers on 9/11 just missed it? How many people weren't supposed to be there, they just happened to be there? Shem Baruch and Yeshiva, remember his parents' marriage, it was September 10th that year. I was flying back, I was at the Chas, I flew back, I was the last plane to land in Eretz Yisrael before they closed the airport. But he told me a story. It was his grandfather had a friend who flew out of town from New York to be at the Chas, and he told all the workers, don't go into 9/11 that day, office closed. Exactly what it says. Well, can you know the other? Well, who decides who, what, and how it all works? And I went into business. I found something cheap and I bought it. And then I sold it at a high price. I invested. I decided, you know, I read this article. There's a new thing called Zoom. It sounds like an interesting investment. I've gone up and I put in $10,000. And then it's gone up 10,000 times. Massively wealthy individual. How did I happen to see that newspaper? How did I happen to get that idea? Kadosh Baruch Hu was knowing the world. Deepening that thing in a person's mind. Okay, this is not, and now we go, this is generally. Now we get into more detail. When can I rely on bitochum? When I can't rely on bitochum? How much effort do I have to put in, and how much is relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is something people talk about. He says, there are three groups of people. He says, "Bitochon hanaviim hakrovim el hashchina." Now he's going to give a cloud. The only people who allow to rely absolutely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu without any hishtakas. A Navi, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has told him directly, he's going to do an ace, and it's going to take care of him. When Eliyahu HaNavi went off, Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged for him these birds to bring him food. He knew he could rely on him. You have to prepare. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Now we're going to get into it, but it doesn't mean every Navi. Yaakov Avinu was a Navi. Couldn't say, well, I'm not going to do anything, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him. But we have to see when Yaakov Avinu could rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Yaakov Avinu couldn't rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not Yaakov Avinu, not early on. So what do we have to do? This is Medz Hashem the next few weeks. We'll come back.